With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on the CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco off today. He's got a couple of days off this week. Well-earned couple of days for Jerry Recco. So we've got CeeLo with an update. What's going on, Chris? Good morning, man.
Good morning, guys. Brought to you by Sport Clips. Check in online at sportclips.com/check-in, and you can claim your spot today. Let's start with this before we get to the...
Can I say one thing here before we get started? Honestly, I love the fact that CBS Sports Network tried to do a professional job and dress up the studio like it's Christmas here and everything.
We got some decorations.
Got some fake presents and stuff.
This is new for today.
Yeah, this is new for today and everything. But the lights are going to drive me crazy.
Yeah, because they're blinking.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just like they can't stop. Bobby, can you stop the lights?
No, I tried to stop them. They have music that they came with as well. I was able to turn that off, but they will not stop flashing. I can make them flash faster if you'd like.
Does TV want them flashing, or would
according to TV that they had them on Friday. They said not flashing, but I don't see how that's possible.
Well, you're going to have to figure that out. I think Al, if he were here, he would have been able to figure it
out.
No,
he would not have.
No shot.
Al doesn't even decorate his house.
There are four settings. None of them are stay on.
Well, there has to be a stay on setting.
You would think.
Well, why don't you come test it out during the
I'm going to show
here,
you. Ready?
Yeah, just figure it out. Go ahead, CeeLo.
So people are listening on the radio. It's flashing every second in our faces directly in front of us.
It's like those sweaters all these guys are wearing now.
All right, so that's the second setting. It's a little bit
faster, different speeds.
Yep.
A little different
cadence. This is a little bit slower now.
Okay, now you would think I was going to 5, but I'm going back to 1.
Wow.
Oh, that's not good. The problem is, I'm sitting here and now seizure. I'm focused in on them and my eyes are like,
Yeah, I know it is. For all those who get distracted easily, this is not a good thing.
I'm a big solid light guy. I'm not a blinking light guy. How about you, CeeLo? What are you?
I'm a solid guy myself.
Right. Yeah. Eddie, you a solid light guy? I know you don't care about Christmas, but I'm just saying, are you a solid light guy?
That's a misconception. I do like Christmas, but...
Because you get presents.
Yeah. I like the flashing lights.
You do.
To be honest with you.
Always
but
be
not
different.
In a situation where it's going to induce an epileptic seizure.
That's what I feel like is going to happen here. Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You're a South Shore guy down in Bellport.
Right.
Do you have like blue lights and red lights and lights flashing? Santa Claus blowing up in front of your front yard and everything?
The neighborhood is very much like that, but just the inside of the house.
That's
couple
where
of
we're
things.
From. And right. We're proud of it. We love Christmas.
Right. Yes. There's.
We love to celebrate it.
You know what I don't like though is this new trend with these fakakta lights where they put the lights. That go the projector lights.
Yes.
Oh, that's South
it's the
Shore
easy
written
way
all
out.
Over
I don't
it,
see.
Man.
I don't like that.
Yeah, but that's South Shore written all over it. And then they have like some sort of like you know Christmas tree on your house,
right.
Or you have like blinking lights on your house. Yeah,
we had a big disagreement over one Christmas decoration. My wife and I this year, she wanted to put tinsel on the tree, and I hate tinsel.
Oh, I'm not a tinsel guy.
I can't stand it.
Not a tinsel.
I used to be a tinsel guy back in the day. I grew up with a white Christmas tree. What do you mean?
White Christmas tree.
Hey, man, I grew up with a white Christmas tree, and we had tinsel over that bad baby, man. We tinseled that crap up like you couldn't believe, man.
Like painted white?
But it was a white Christmas tree. Like it had snow on it. And then I remember my dad used to spray the fake snow on the tree.
Wow.
I mean, that's really...
Wait,
he sprayed fake
like
snow
that.
On
We're
a
probably
fake
all
white
get cancer
tree?
From it or something. What?
This sounds horrible.
What do you mean horrible? It's
Christmas
beautiful.
Tree.
With tinsel on it.
So the tinsel is what made it white or the tree itself
was white? No, the tree
was
white. You could buy the tree. It was in
artificial
a box.
Artificial white tree.
Artificial white tree.
It goes against all my rules, man.
It sounds like you shouldn't really have a problem with those lights in there.
Yeah,
then,
that's what I'm thinking, too.
We should have a big blow up, you know, Al Dukes in there.
We had the Lionel trains around the bottom of it.
Sure, yeah.
That was awesome.
Like that
was great, and then
like
it was just if I remember correctly, it was not a blinking tree though. It may have been, I don't know.
Solid light, which is why you love solid lights now.
Yeah, I don't like colored lights either.
Lights
are you a garland guy?
No, I'm not. The
are
tinsel
you a ribbon
garland,
guy?
The whole
are you
thing.
A ribbon
no,
guy?
None of that.
Got to have the garland.
dress it up a little
You'll
bit.
You like the garland.
Gotta have the garland.
So what's the difference between the garland and the tinsel?
The tinsel,
to me, it's the same
like
thing.
The individual, they fall off the tree and then maybe the dogs eat them, or if you and I have young kids, it could be dangerous. The garland is more of a solid wrap.
All right, well, that's what I have, is the garland.
Okay.
I think it's just over. I think
the tinsel is the shiny, the little strands that look like spaghetti.
Okay, yeah. So we have garland on our tree.
Garland.
Not tinsel.
So you're not down with the garland.
No, I don't know, but Sabrina, Gina wanted tinsel.
She wanted garland. I thought that's what that was.
Confusing garland and tinsel.
If she wanted tinsel,
no,
that means she is really becoming a part of the Belport community.
No. She wanted the garland. Yeah, I don't know. To me, I'm minimalistic when it comes to this stuff.
Merry freaking Christmas.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Give us an update before Boomer has a seizure.
Sure.
Huh?
Quick on the Mets signing. Obviously, they've come to terms with free agent catcher Wilson Ramos. Two years.
Time out here now.
$19 million. Yeah.
I like it. Again. It's okay. It's fine. But this guy, three of the last 4 years.
Yeah, hurt.
He's hurt all the time.
Yes, he did play 111 games last year, and he was an all-star.
Was that last year or that was 2 years ago?
Yes, it was last year combined for the Rays and the Phillies.
All
111
right.
games, 306, 15-70, all-star for Tampa Bay in the
all
first
right.
half.
So we got, and he's coming off of an ACL injury, right?
Well, that was what he had in 2016 right. that made him miss most of 2017, but he came back in 2018, had a nice year.
All yes. right, so it seems like a solid signing, and we don't have to trade any young talent.
That's right.
Or Syndergaard yet.
Right. And also, if you signed Grandal instead of Ramos, you would have had to give up international signing money.
And we don't want
and
to do
draft
that.
Pick,
give, and
right?
a draft
Comp pick.
Brody
right.
Van Wagenen's killing it. This is what you call fluid to the top, boys.
Yeah. Attaboy. Very good. Now on to the Giants. Their pipe dream of somehow making the playoffs is finished.
3rd and 10 from their own 17. Manning in a shotgun set. Back to throw. He's under pressure. Trying to get away with the football. It's loose on the ground. It's a fumble and recovered by the Titans.
Bob Papa here on the Fan. Strip sack of Eli Manning. His second turnover of the
Bob
day.
Bob Popper.
And Tennessee turned that one into Derrick Henry's second rushing touchdown of the game. He ran 33 times for a 170 in the two scores. Titans shut out the Giants 17-0 officially, eliminating them from playoff contention. Obviously did not go well for Eli and company.
Yeah, it was tough. And obviously credit to them. And then you throw in the conditions. You know, it was just, going to be an easy day to throw the ball around and throw and catch.
Yet they threw it 44 times plus 3 sacks. He had 47 dropbacks versus 16 rush attempts.
Can I explain something to people out there? People are going to be bitching, complaining that, you know, Saquon Barkley didn't touch the ball enough, and this is the nonsense that comes out of a game like this.
He didn't run it well.
They were committed to stopping him.
Right.
They had everybody at the line of scrimmage, so you have to throw. It's one of the reasons why Ingram had a day.
Mm.
You know, somebody's going to be open. You have to throw the ball in those situations. If they're committed to stopping him, which they obviously did, you know, then you have to react to it. And unfortunately, as Eli just pointed out, yesterday was not a conducive day to throw. You know, at halftime, I asked Phil, I said, Phil, can you explain to people what it's like to play over that part of the New Jersey, the Meadowlands, in this kind of weather? And he's like, oh, man, it's like you can't even imagine how difficult it is. What did Mariota throw for 88 yards?
Right. So why didn't the Giants commit to stopping Derrick Henry?
Because the Giants don't have the same types of players on defense that the Titans do.
Okay.
Titans got a really strong front seven.
Yes, they're very old school, aren't they?
Yes, they're in the mold of the old New England Patriots.
Very good. And I wonder why. Their head coach.
That's
there
right.
There you go. Not a crisp performance for Pat Shurmur's team.
Didn't do anything well enough to expect to win. I didn't make plays. We didn't run the ball. We didn't stay on the field on offense. We had penalties.
And by the way, Kyle Aletta sucks. We made him the third quarterback, you know.
Sure,
yeah,
man.
He did. Demoted him.
I mean, you know, this is like embarrassing.
And then he like kind of, I don't want to say
like
sounded off
but it's embarrassing.
After the game,
like you're getting after a third string quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, God, Jesus.
And he was disappointed. I wasn't expecting it. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't know what he's supposed to do, but I would think that he's not long for being around here.
Right.
That doesn't feel that way. It's like, all right, so let's take our whatever we're going to do as a coaching staff and whoever we're going to hold accountable. We're going to hold accountable our third string quarterback and his performance in a game that was a blowout.
I mean, if he's not around here very long, think about the last two guys that they drafted.
Yep.
One a third round pick at Davis Webb, they cut, and then he goes to the Jets.
Well,
and Kyle Aletta
did not draft him.
Whatever, but still, it's the same organization.
It's a couple years ago, yeah.
Wasting a couple of picks on quarterbacks in the third and fourth round.
And let's sit here and make an example out of our third string quarterback. I mean, come on, what are we doing? I mean,
it's a miserable season, Boomer. These things happen.
Yeah,
you know?
One playoff appearance in the last 6 seasons. Now they've got the Colts next week. Big win for Indy yesterday, 23-0 shutout of the Cowboys, snapping Dallas's 5-game winning streak and prevented them from clinching the NFC East title. Zeke Elliott says that's fine by me.
A loss like this was very much needed. I think it's better for us in the grand scheme of the season. And I think we need to get put in check. I think we need a reality check.
They need a little wake-up call after five wins.
I think Jared Goff said the same thing last night. Nobody wants to lose. Nobody needs a wake-up call. I mean, you got your asses kicked.
Well, how'd the wake-up call go for the Rams when they lost 15-6 the week prior, then got their ass kicked at home by the Eagles? So.
It's what we say as athletes. We just say, hey, we needed a wake-up call. Sounds like we're taking ownership for the loss and all that stuff. At the end of the day, the Indianapolis Colts, the Cleveland Browns, the L.A. Chargers, these are all teams, at least in the AFC, that have picked up their game as of late.
Yep, Dallas 8-6. Now they've got the Redskins and the Eagles just one game back at 7-7. Washington with a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars 16-13. You mentioned the Eagles stunning the Rams last night in L.A. 30-23. So 53 points combined, but zero passing touchdowns in that game. Nick Foles, however, does lead his team to the impressive road victory. Eagles went off as 13.5-point underdogs, their largest upset win since 1985. Still alive in the playoff race for head coach Doug Peterson.
Our backs have been against the wall now for the last few weeks, and you know, hopefully this is now a little momentum for the rest of our season.
Most likely without Carson
kind of
Wentz
bad news
and
for the
back
Giants. That means the Cowboys are going to have to play that last game, most likely.
Well, if they win next week, they would clinch it.
Because yesterday, all
they had to do was win to clinch it.
Okay, yeah, so same thing next
one
week.
One more
then,
victory,
yeah.
And I don't know who they have next week, but they're one win away from locking up the
Cowboys
division.
Are at home, aren't they at home next week, I think, and they play a team that they should beat.
All right.
Tampa, I think.
As you look that up, I'll tell you the Rams have dropped back-to-back games
for the first time
under Sean McVay. They have been stale for 3 weeks now, ever since coming off of their bye.
Well, I mean, it's hard to argue against it based on this, the way that we've played. You know, your tape is your resume, and we haven't played as good as a team.
Especially Jared Goff, as Gio mentioned, probably been his worst stretch since Jeff Fisher was fired a couple of years ago. Rams now 11-3. They finish up against the Cardinals and the 49ers. Nice win for San Francisco yesterday, 26-23. Overtime home win against the Seahawks, denying Seattle their inevitable.
Did you see the penalty in playoff overtime called against the Seahawks?
I did not, actually. I was watching that game.
Wow.
On and off.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't want to get on the officials. I know they have a hard time, but man, oh man. There were so many bad calls yesterday. It was unbelievable.
Well, I mean, every single week we talk about this.
Yeah, the Patriots had 14 penalties called against
them. Or 106. Yep. Very uncharacteristic.
I felt like the referees were throwing the terrible towel out there to be a part of the fan base.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let's get to that game. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, it's about time that it swung around the other way.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, come on.
There's a lot of people that are laughing their asses off.
I just wanted both teams to be able to play. I just thought it was like, it seemed like every other big play, there was a penalty flag.
Yeah. For sure. A lot of pre-snap stuff for the Pats, too, which is
very
uncharacteristic.
Uncommon,
So they were trailing by 7. Looked as if Tom Brady was going to do his thing, march right down the field to tie the game. 34-yard strike to Julian Edelman. And then the Pats had 1st and 10 from the Pittsburgh 16. 44 seconds left, but nothing cooking after that.
4th down. 4-man rush. He takes the snap. He waits. He throws it for the goal line. And it's broken up at the goal line. And this is a game.
Well, Hillgrove Steelers Radio Network, and as we mentioned, the 14 penalties for 106 yards in this game, just 3 points after the half for the Pats, actually for both teams, 17-10 the final. Brady had a bad pick just outside the red zone in this game, and that is consecutive December losses for New England for the first time since 2002. For the Steelers, a huge win to maintain first place atop the AFC North. They finally solved the Pats, snapping a 5-game skid in the head-to-head series. Mike Tomlin obviously proud.
Good team effort. It was going to be required. I like to know blink and supportive approach.
And the reason that they
globally
didn't blink.
You worked that
globally.
In yesterday. I worked that in yesterday just for you.
Yes, that was awesome.
But you were watching.
Thank you.
Yes. And as far as the whole blinking and whatnot, he also had this to say.
Sometimes you got to cut your eyelids off when you want to blink when it gets thick. And we talk openly about that, and
we try to display it
and live it.
Yeah, very graphic.
On that, there's something wrong with that. I don't like that method of coaching.
We talk openly about
whatever you do. Don't talk openly about cutting
your eyelids off.
Oh my God, come on now. I will say this: that they should feel good this morning, but next week in the NFL, it is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Because they have to go to the Saints.
Correct.
The Ravens have to go to the Chargers.
On Saturday night.
The Chiefs have to go to Seattle.
Yeah, man.
I mean, there's a lot of things that could go on here that could change the dynamics of the AFC playoff races in week 16. That is awesome.
Chargers are right on the Chiefs' heels for the one seed now.
So the Chargers host the Ravens on Saturday night.
Right.
So both the Steelers and the Chiefs will know what they need to do on Sunday.
I got to go back to what he just said, though. What the hell does that mean? So cut your eyelids off when things get thick?
No. I told that to Bobby when we first started here. You know,
left
he was
that
a little
an
lazy.
Important step there.
And I said, cut your eyelids off and keep your eyes open, son.
That's exactly it. So that you don't blink. You got to cut your... You want to hear just play it again?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Sometimes you got to cut your eyelids off when you want to blink, when it gets thick. And we talk openly about that, and we try to display it and live it.
Live it.
Display it and live it.
That's right.
No, but honestly.
Cut
so
the eyelids off
keep
when you want
to keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
All right, I got it.
When,
cut
the, your when it's,
off.
You know, the game's on the line, you don't want, because
right,
as you told you in the first
absolutely.
Cut,
sound advice.
I told Bobby, like, when I first started with him, Bobby came
just
in.
Slice your eyelids right
slice
off.
Slice your eyelids off and keep those eyes open, son.
I had a tendency to blink. No longer, though.
And you also had a tendency to fall asleep back there.
That never happened.
Can't fall asleep if you cut those eyelids off.
Probably really why you got to cut the eyelids off. Not
right.
So much the blinking, the sleeping.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, you mentioned Steelers-Saints next week. First up for the Saints, though, they've got the road game against the Panthers tonight. We'll have Westwood One's coverage here on The Fan, 8 o'clock. Other results of note, Bears clinch the NFC North 24-17 over the Packers. Green Bay will miss the playoffs in consecutive seasons for the first time since 05-06. And Aaron Rodgers, this is somewhat hard to believe for me, has not won a road game since week 5 of last season. Now, he did miss some time with an injury last year, obviously, but it's been a mess for the Packers away from Lambeau Field.
First losing season for him as a full season starting quarterback.
Yeah, that's another good nugget there. Yeah. The Vikings look good without John DeFilippo calling the plays. 41-17 over the Dolphins, ran all over Miami. That was 21-0 in an eye blink in Minnesota. Lamar Jackson now 4-1 as Ravens starting quarterback. Ravens 20, Bucks 12. And out of that yesterday, Joe Flacco likely done in Baltimore after the end of the season. Where he goes
well,
next year,
I mean,
remains
like,
to
let's
be
hold
seen.
On. They still have two games left.
I know they do.
I mean, everybody's making, you know,
yeah,
determinations.
They're
on
running him right
that,
out of town.
They are. I know Lamar played pretty well yesterday. They had a bad weather game too.
Yep.
Just as bad as it was here. But everybody just, you know, pump the brakes on these things, man. God almighty. It's like, now I will say.
Well, he makes a ton of money and
exactly.
Jackson doesn't.
True.
So
well,
go.
So does Eli Manning. Who's playing better?
Who's playing better out of who?
Joe Flacco or Eli Manning?
Well, Joe Flacco hasn't played in, I don't know,
well,
how
been
long.
Hurt.
Yeah, right. I'm saying, you say who's playing better. I haven't seen the guy in
the Giants
weeks
don't
and weeks
Lamar
and weeks.
Jackson on the roster. So.
True, I would take,
right,
I would take Flacco.
Don't.
Right.
I mean, I would just, I would take Flacco. I would.
Where? Here?
Well, over. He said over
yeah,
Eli Manning.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
I mean, but that's not the move you make if you're the Giants.
No, it's not. It's not. But I just, you know, my point is that the Ravens had gotten tired and gotten stale, and they needed something to shake the team up. And Lamar Jackson is such a great athlete that he is basically capturing, you know, his teammates' hearts, if you will. And everybody's kind of moving away from Joe Flacco, and it's just obviously when you have a quarterback that's won a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl MVP, and is highly paid and is not playing well or is now losing his job to somebody else that they drafted, that's a story in itself.
Sure. Now the tricky
and
part.
The Giants have tried to stay away from that.
The tricky part beyond this season with that is the way Jackson plays, at least what we've seen so far, is one hit away from being out for a significant amount of time.
Yes, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in,
right,
wins a game in the fourth quarter, and,
yes,
and does a Drew Bledsoe. Remember, Bledsoe did that for the Patriots in the playoffs against the Steelers.
Yeah. You want some Jet sound from Saturday? Do we want to go a little hoops, or do you want me to get the hell out of here and come back next hour? Multiple choice question for you.
How about you get out of here and we'll get to you earlier next time?
Sounds good.
Fit all the stuff in.
Knicks lost, Nets won with John Sterling on the call. And yes, we have that to look forward
to. Oh, good,
to.
Good.
Yes.
No offense to you, but we just, you know.
None taken.
The amazing thing for the Knicks, man, they won the other night. You know, they had that comeback.
Yeah,
against
the Hornets.
Just,
I know. I mean,
gross. I know.
Are you rooting against the comebacks now?
Well,
oh,
I think
yes.
Gio said it right. You know, I tacked on to that I think that if the Knicks can get one of those top three picks.
Well, of course.
And then ultimately win the lottery and still play hard the way that they're playing right now. Fizdale's coach of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they can mix in a win every now and
no,
then.
No, they
you'll
can't. Okay. They can't mix
right.
in a win.
You'd be all right.
You see some of these teams
they've
that they're
lost
chasing?
Six out of seven. You're
but
doing
how about
fine.
The nice thing is Phoenix has won two in a row. They're just fine. They're
see?
Finding their game now.
There you go.
Yeah, but they're still, well, actually now they're tied with six victories at the top there with the Hawks. The Hawks are terrible. Those three teams, man, the Suns, who traded away Ariza, so they're
right.
all in for
oh,
this.
Oh, by the way, did you see what went on with that over the weekend? That
oh,
trade
yeah.
and how
oh, yeah.
the initial
trade,
deal, because they had the wrong Brooks, and that was wild.
Yeah, I think they had Stephen A. Smith doing that trade.
God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.